Vayikach Korach. That Korach took. And Targum has a very famous title, but it means Vayikach Korach. It says Ve'ispalag Korach. Targum is translating the word Vayikach as a lashon of plugsa, that he made a machlekas, that he separated something. It doesn't say what he separated. The pasuk doesn't say what he separated, which is why Chazal, we try to understand what it means, Vayikach Korach. It doesn't say what he took. There's many different terutzim as to what this is. Anyways, what's the idea behind Ispalag Korach? Also, Rashi here says, Ki cholaida kulam kedoshin. Rashi says, everybody heard on Har Sinai, Nechei Hashem Elokecha. Madua tisnasu. Why do you think that you can elevate yourself above everybody else? Kind of a tiny was this. Then he recognized Moshe as being somebody special, above everybody else. Also, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, in the Sugya of Korach, which is in Koftes, Kofiot area. So the Gemara goes on a tangent where it speaks about the difference between On's wife and Korach's wife. It says that when Korach was gathering the people together, so it says that he gathered, the pasuk says, On ben Peles b'nei Reuven, and he gathered him to be part of his rebellion against Moshe and Aaron. And then when it came time to grab him, On's wife said to him, what are you going to get out of this? Either way, you're going to be an Eved. Whether Moshe's the king or Korach's the king, you're still going to be in the same place. What do you have to gain from this? He said, oh, you're right. But I swore to them I'd be involved. He said, don't worry, I'll take care of it. And she had a whole plan where she stood in front of the house with her hair uncovered, and that scared him away. And then it says, this is in contrast with Eshes Korach, that she was the one who enticed him to begin with to get involved. Right? He came home, and he was all shaven up from being swung around by Aaron HaKohen. And she says, look at you, they make a mockery out of you. Furthermore, he goes ahead and he gives the rights of Kahuna to his brother, and then he's keeping it in the family. She was the one who enticed him. And the Gemara says, this is the difference between a righteous wife, like On ben Peles, versus not. What are the wives getting involved in here?
Oh. Where's he born?
In Sanhedrin Kof Tesmei Beis. Why do we need to know this? Why are the wives so central to this whole plot? Chazal also say, Chashiduhu be'eshes ish, that they were choyshed Moshe for eshes ish. And there's like 10, I've seen like 9, 10 different answers as to like what it means that they were choyshed him for eshes ish. What is that all about? Of course, the famous question is, why was Korach's end met by being swallowed up by the ground? And that fire came out of the oil moed. These are all things, all details which need to be addressed. So to start, the Mitzvah Hashem. So there's a concept that the Gemara says that when it comes to Kiddushin and Nisuin, we'll explain this in Mitzvah Hashem, we know that we do Kiddushin and Nisuin separately. That there's an act of Kiddushin and there's an act of Nisuin. To the point that even though the Mishnah does say that one can do Kiddushin with Bia, that's one of the Gimel Drachim, and we know Bia is the way to have Nisuin as well. So really, it'd be better to kill two birds with one stone. You could do Kiddushin and Nisuin Biyachad, so why don't we do it that way? So the Gemara says, Rav Mangin Amad Mekadosh B'Bia. Rav would give Malkus to people who would use Bia as an act of Kiddushin as well, to do both Kiddushin and Nisuin Biyachad. L'chara, why? Why extend the process for no reason? So with this introduction, if you go back to Adam HaRishon, you don't find that Adam ever made a Kiddushin with Chava. It says, Vayeda Adam es Chava Ishtai. That he had Das, Chazal says that means that he had Bia, and that was his act of marrying Chava. Now why did he not need Kiddushin? Well, it's pretty obvious, because the Gemara says that the union of Kiddushin, which is only a mitzvah derabanan, is la'aser al kol inish da'ama, to aser her on everybody in the world. But if you're the only person in the world, then there's no need for Kiddushin. So she was already betrothed to him. She was already mekudeshes to him, in a sense, right? That there was no need to aser her on everybody else because she was the only one. The only thing that was really needed was Nisuin. But there's also, the Gemara says, there's an aspect of Kiddushin, which is an aspect of Kedusha. The Gemara draws a comparison between being Mekadesh a Korban and saying Hariyad Mikudeshes, and there's a Kedushas Mispashet Bechula, the Gemara has a whole sugya on that. So therefore, although he did not need Kiddushin as an act of separating her from everybody else, because nobody else existed, he was able to be Makadish her with an act of Kiddusha through the Bi and Binisu. So on the one hand, Kiddushin was not necessary, which is the act of separating her on the world. But the act of being Makadish her, B'Kiddusha, was done Binisuin. And that's Rav's Kpeda. Rav's Kpeda is that you're not Adam Arishon. You're not living in a world where it's only you and this woman. That type of a kiddushin is only an alam habadik kiddushin. Let's say you knew who your zivug was. You knew bivados that this is my zivug. Then, because you have such a high das, your das is so high that you have a das that you can identify who your zivug is, you also wouldn't need to do kiddushin with her. You can just go right ahead and do nisuin with her. But because everybody's walking around with not that type of a das, we don't have the das of Vayeda Adam, we don't have Adam Arishon's das. So for us, we have to make Kiddushin. And then we go into Nisuin. But somebody like Yaakov Avinu, who we know that he was the Hemshech of Adam, the Gemara says that Yaakov was Shufrit Adam Arishon, Yaakov had the das of Adam Arishon, right? So he didn't have to be Mekadesh Rachel. All the Mefarshim ask, it says Vayishak Yaakov LeRachel. How was Yaakov able to kiss Rachel if he did not yet have Kiddushin with her? You just don't go over to a girl and kiss her. The Medrash asks, what is going on here? So the Medrash says, there's different types of kisses. This wasn't a kiss, where it was which was an Arayas type of a kiss. It was just like a Shalom type of a kiss. You can see another Pshat. The Pshat is that Yaakov was already Mekudeshes to Rachel. From the moment that he saw her, he was Mekudeshes to her. Because the Gemara says, the Gemara has a Havamina, that when it comes to Mitzias and Avedas, it says that a Mitzia b'ri'iyah kani. You could be kone a Mitzia with just Ri'iyah. We don't pass in that way, but there's such a Havamina the Gemara has. But Yaakov, since he knew that this was his Mitzia mamish, so just by seeing Rachel, he was Mekudeshes to her. That's exactly right. So since he knew this was his last object, it really belonged to him already. So just by seeing her, he was Mekadesh her. And so therefore, he was able to kiss her. And that's exactly why Yaakov tells Lavan. Lavan says you have to wait, you know, a year or three or a month. First, you have to have Kiddushin with her for a year, and then you can marry Rachel. Yaakov says, Hava na ishti, vavoy eleha. What are you talking about? He says, wait 30 days or a year like they used to do? I'm not just dumb a person that I have to wait my term of Kiddushin. I was Mekadesh her from the second I saw her. Just give me the Nisuin already. All I need is beer with her. I don't need anything else. But we're not in the Dag of Yaakov Avinu, nor in the Dag of Adam Arishon. So for us, we have to make Mamish a Kiddushin. But because for Tzadikim, that they know who their Zivug is, that it suffices with Re'iyah, which tells us that Re'iyah plays an important part of any Kiddushin, that's why the Gemara says, also the Kaddish is Isha Achiren. That there's still a Roshan which is left, that a man cannot make a Kiddushin with Anisha until he sees her. Because even though we don't have that Re'iyah, which is an Adam Arishon type of Re'iyah, or a Yaakov Avinu type of Re'iyah, that with the Re'iyah itself, you can make the Kiddushin Bichal, but it's still an integral part of the process. So that for everybody needs to see his Isha before he's Mekadisher, because that's still an integral part of the process. And there's a Roshan of that which is left, and that's really the Chathchila how it should be. When Klai Yisrael, who's called the Dor HaDeah, when they stood on Har Sinai, and Hashem said to them, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, that was the Shas Kiddushin. We know that Matan Torah was a Kiddushin between Klai Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Moshe was the Masada Kiddushin. And so therefore, when Hashem said to Bnei Yisrael, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, that was the Ki'ilu saying Hari Ad Mekudeshesli. And that's why the Gemara says, Torah tziva lanu Moshe, Moirasha kihilas Yaakov. The Gemara says, Al tikri Moirasha, not just a Yerusha, Elam Moirasa. It's an Erisin. An Erisin took place by Matan Torah between Klai Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Moshe was the Masada Kiddushin. That's why Dafka here, it says, Ki chol ha'eda kulam kiddushin. Kiddushin is a Lashon Kiddushin. Kerach is saying there was a Kiddushin which was created between Klai Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What happened though? there was a chida egel, and everything broke. Everything broke. Well, at least the nisuin broke. But this is what Kairach Taina. Kairach Taina, that when Hashem gave the Torah to Bnei Yisrael, because we were the bas zivug of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the kiddushin and the nisuin were done biyachad. That was the kiddushin and nisuin biyachad. It was mamish. By saying that, it was both. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows his zivug. It was kiddushin and nisuin biyachad. There was a hischachis in the whole Indian of an oihel. There was a whole new kiddushin which was found. So this is what he tells Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, "Ki kol yedo kulam kedoshim, u'madua tisnasu akahal Hashem." That kiddushin was an act where there was a kiddushin in nisun biyachad. And if there was a chida egel and it was downgraded, then we're still on the level of kiddushin, as the Gemara says, "Ma'iras l'kihilas Yaakov." But why are you higher than everybody else? You were also part of that whole thing, and maybe you weren't involved in the actual chida egel. But didn't Hashem tell you, Leich Reit Kishi Chesamcha, you also have to go down in your Madrega? He says, you're together with us. Like the Gemara says in Brachos, the Gemara says that if a Shliach Tzibur is Toeh, if he makes a mistake in the davening, it's a Simin Ra L'Sholchav. It's a Simin Ra for everybody. Why? Because Shluch HaShalom Kamoso. So you represented us on Har Sinai. Now you are the Shluch HaShalom Kamoso. So if we go down, you go down with us. So that's what he says. Ki choleda kulam kedoshin is a lashon kiddushin. Umadua tisnasu is a lashon nisuin. Where do you get off being benisuin with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're even higher than us? Everybody's the same. Either we're all bekiddushin or we're all bekiddushin benisuin biyachan. But the fact that you consider everybody else to be bekiddushin and you're the only one benisuin with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how do you get that from? We're all together in this. And where do you see that Moshe separates himself from everybody else, that he considers himself v'nisuin? Because he takes his ohel out of the tent, and he says, I'm just with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's just me and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem tells Moshe, V'ata po amoid imadi. Everybody's going down, but you're staying with me. Kadosh says, I didn't hear Hashem say that. Fakir, the halacha dictates would probably dictate that you go down with everybody else. And if Hashem really thought that you should be on the same level as him, that he told you personally, V'ata po amoid imadi, he should have told us that, not you. You should have told us that you're different. If you're going to tell us we're not zochet in nevuah, kulam shamu v'sinei, nechesh ha-malakacha. You could have told us, just like you told us, nechesh ha-malakacha, you should have told us that you're going to be different. So, ki kol yedo kulam kedoshim mu'adua tisnasu, either we're all together b'kiddushin v'nisuin b'yachad, or we're all only on the level of kiddushin. But to differentiate between kiddushin and nisuin, it doesn't make sense that you should have that higher madriga than us.
How do you lose nisuin?
Because of chida egel.
How does that take away
in the exactly? It was a breach in the relationship. Chazal say it was like it was an Isha fish. Like they took an Isha fish.
So meaning that's like,
but Moshe salvaged it, yeah. Moshe salvaged it on some level. He was able to salvage the relationship. But it wasn't on the same after they were Mizana. Yeah. That's what Chazal say. Like it was Nus Tachat HaChuppah, Chazal say.
So Korah was time and we all went down.
We all went down. With Shliach Tzibur.
Shliach Tzibur and Kamosa.
Oh, this is the Lashon of Vayikach. Ein Vayein Kicha Ela Kiddushin. So that's Vayikach. The Vayikach Kairach, Isfala Kairach means that he created a separation in the Nisuin and the Kiddushin of Moshe Rabbeinu. That by Moshe, there was a Yichud of Nisuin and Kiddushin Biachad. Hashem had told him, Va'ata po, Amodi Madi, you were with me. The Isfala Kairach means that he separated in Moshe's Madrega of this inyan of Kiddushin and Nisuin Biachad.
He
tanned against Moshe. But Yikalu on Moshe. On Moshe's Madrega of Kiddushin v'nisuin, Kulam Kiddushin, Madua Tisnasu. Where do you get off being v'nisuin as well as Kiddushin? He made a split in that. That's why it's called Ispalag. We show him say that there's a woman called a Pilegesh. Pilegesh is a woman, according to some Mishonim, that she's married without a Kiddushin. That's why it's called the Lashon here, Ispalag is a Lashon Pilegesh. I mean, there's no kiddushin. Meaning he was being machalik in the kiddushin. That's why it's vayikach, because it's kicha, kicha, mistei afram. He tanned on the kicha between Moshe and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's called ispalag. He tried to make it that it was like a pilegesh, but not a real type of an inyan of a nisuin and kiddushin. We'll come back to this in Mitzvah Shem, the Ramazan. Don't let me go without the Ramaz on that. Anyways, you find that Korach had a place to start off with. when it came to the kiddushin of Moshe with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know that Moshe had to leave his wife in order to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the first person to make tainas on that was who?
It was Miriam.
Which is why you find the succession between last week's parashas and the Bihar Leisrael and the Kairach, and that Kairach had his eye on what Miriam had said. What was the Lashon Hara that she spoke? He said, look what happens. You can reach these high madrigas, and then you have to separate from your wife. I said, that can't be. Doesn't make any sense. That's where Dalsan Abiyam were coming from also. There's a remnant in the parasha. It says, it's interesting, it's going on the words, Ha'eni ha'anashim ha'im tenakir. Even if you poke out our eyes, we won't come. Right? The Sophie Tevo says Miriam. That they focused on Miriam. Probably has to do with the fact that even if you poke out our eyes, like the Tana of Moshe's eyes, you're Makadish b'ri'ya kani b'mitzia. Like it had to do with the eyes of Moshe. Makadish is the Isha b'nai.
What?
Ha'ene ha'anashim ha'hem t'naker. Sophie Tevos Miriam. There's also a pasuk in the Medrash which mentions Miriam. I just didn't have the sefer in front of me, so we'll leave that out. Also, in Bahala Yisra, we have Eldad and Medad, that they're the ones prophesizing, going around saying, Moshe meis, Yeshua machnes. Right? Imagine what they're saying. They say, Moshe's going to die. Everybody's wondering, Moshe's going to die? He hasn't done any chet. Ain't other meis below chet. Nobody dies without a chet. Everybody's wondering, what chet can Moshe have done? So Karach says, oh, I know what he did. He's also involved in the chet ego. He went down with everybody else. And this whole thing of Va'ata Po and Mori Madi is making it up. But what they didn't know was that Moshe, they were prophesizing, they were Nevi'im, that they were saying, why would Moshe not go into Eretz Yisrael? Because of the Chet Min Meriba, that didn't even take place yet. But nobody knew that they were talking about something in the future which would happen, that Moshe would hit the rock and that'd be Nigzarnim. They were thinking to themselves right now, Moshe Meis, Yeshua Machnes, what did he do? That must mean that this is all a farce. So Korach was looking at these things. He saw Miriam, he saw Eldad and Medad. But not only that, he also saw the whole Indian of Parsha Shlach, which is last week's Parsha. That we know that in the same way that there's an Indian of Das Kiddushin, which we'll speak about momentarily, there's also an Indian of the Das of the Mishaleach when it comes to Shlichus. Before we talk about the Das of Shlichus, I think we should first speak about this Indian of Das when it comes to Kiddushin. We know that when it comes to marriage between a husband and wife, there's many levels of the yichud between a husband and a wife. The whole inyan of yichud kutchubichu shchinte, that ish v'isha is a model for what it means, yichud kutchubichu shchinte. And there's many levels of gufa, this yichud between a husband and a wife. The biggest madriga of husband and wife, of the yichud between a husband and a wife, is called ishto kigufo. Which the Gemara uses that expression so many times. Ishto kigufo, we take for granted that every time a husband and a wife get married, that they're on the level of called ishto kigufo. That the wife is like the husband, and it has halachic parameters, and ramifications as well. Not so pashut. That's something which we're striving for, that there should be an ishto kigufo. But it really depends upon the hashras hashchin in the home. The Zohar says, if we have a home where the yichud between husband and wife is not the way it's supposed to be, Hashem does not mashu hashchina there. Depending on how close the husband and wife are in pnimius to each other, will determine how much hashrash hashchina is there. There's another lashon in the Zohar.
What does that mean?
That the shchina, the oneness with kutcher bichu, will depend on the husband and wife, how much they are biyichud with each other.
Biyichud is...
And how close they are.
Relationship-wise, they're peaceful together.
Everything, yeah. Shalom bayis. So ishtok gufo is a mile we're aspiring to have. Like the Gemara says, how oev ishtok gufo. If one loves his wife like he loves himself, alav akosav oimer v'yadata kisham ahalacha. That, then you'll know that you have shalom in your house. Meaning that your relationship between your wife is a simit to how much shechina is there. You'll know if you have the feeling of ishtok gufo with your wife, then you know, oh, the shechina is here. If you don't feel that, then maybe the shechina is not so strongly there. But it's not just that the more you have shalom bayis, the more the shechina comes down. The more the shechina is present, the more shalom bayis you have. more ishtikut gufa you feel. But it's not, we can't take for granted that it's always going to be on the mile of ishtikut gufa. Fakeret, how ohev ishtikut gufa you have on you, it says, v'yadata kishal mahalecha. Can't take it for granted though. The Zohar says, in another place, it says, the behon asiyas hamitzvos ishtikut kegufo damya. I don't understand this letter exactly, but it says that there's something called that you can do mitzvahs on the level called ishto kegufo. V'alshem pikudin v'gidin tesechecheni. That the mitzvahs are called like the guf. Mitzvahs are called guf. And what, like Hashem says, that you that just like the body is a levush for the neshama, so too mitzvahs are a levush for Torah. And the Zohar says ba'aser. I'm sorry. Go back for a second. The behon asiyas hamitzvos ishtok gufo damya. Doing mitzvos, you can do mitzvos on the level called ishtok gufo. The Hashem pikudin iskariyo evarim Hashem shchinta gufa. The shchin is called the guf, and mitzvos are called evarim. And it says by the sitra acha, it's not called evarim. It's called levush or ubasar talbisheni. Only by the shchina is it called guf. And it says this is what's called. Zayis hatayra adam ki yamos ba'ayel. There's a type of an oil called adam ki yamos ba'ayel. It's called tiferes adam l'sheves bayis. The Zohar says this is called oil l'shal tayra. And there mitzvahs are called guf, and it says kigon gufei halachos piskei dinin. There's something called gufei dinin and piskei dinin, right? And when the shechina is karoi, that's called ishto kegufo, and the mitzvahs also are called ishto kegufo. But that's tafka maila by bnei Yisrael. But by the Sitra Acha, it's not called Ishto Kegufo. And Isha is only called a Levush, it's not called Ishto Kegufo. So you see that you can't take for granted that every single relationship is called Ishto Kegufo. Not always so. It could be a Levush, like by the Sitra Acha. And that's called Ohol HaShel Torah. If you have an Ohol HaShel Torah, that's called Ishto Kegufo. Like Gufei Dinin and Piskei Halachos. There you have something called Ishto Kegufo. That's not something we can take for granted. This idea of Ohal HaShel Torah, this is called the oil of Moshe. Hashem said to Moshe, "Va'ata po amodi madi." Therefore, take your tent and go away from everybody else. That's going to be the oil Moed, Hashem says. In Moshe's tent, which is called Ohal HaShel Torah, or what the Zohar refers to, Adam Ki Yamos Bo'el, there in Moshe's tent, there's something which is still called Ishto Kegufo. That even though Klai Yisrael and Har Sinai, they reached the level of Ishto Kegufo, because Moshe Rabbeinu was the Makadesh, and there was a Kiddushin between Kadosh Baruch and Klal Yisrael, which made their relationship called Ishto Kegufo. But because after the Chet HaEgel there was a break in that, the only place where that was left was by Moshe Rabbeinu. There was something called still Ishto Kegufo, but not by everybody else. Which was Karach Tain. We're all together in this. What's going on? But it was only by Moshe there was still a Me'ain left of the Ishto Kegufo that was still in the oil of Shal Moshe, which is the oil of Shal Torah. The reason is because the das of Moshe is the das of Adam HaRishon. That there wasn't a pagam in Moshe's das after the Chet HaEgel that it took away from the das of Moshe, which is why Hashem says, you stay with me, your das is still on the level of Adam HaRishon. Like we know, by Matan Torah, it says, Ani amarti Elohim atim uvnei Adam kulchem, you're all like Adam HaRishon, Chazal say. But that was taken away from everybody except for Moshe, but he still had the das of Adam HaRishon, that's Pshat, v'yadata, that your das is the das of Shalom Bayis. Moshe was still on the das of Adam HaRishon. Because of that, he was still on the mile of Ishto Kegufo, and that's why he was different from everybody else. But because we want everybody's madriga, everybody's marriage, to be on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, it should be Ishto Kegufo in everybody's home. This is why, when we're Mekadosh Misha, we say, Hariyah Mekudash Asli, Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. You evoke, you bring out, you call upon the Das of Moshe every time you make a Kiddusha Yishvi Isha. What that means is that even though there's a Masada Kiddushin who is not on the Das of Moshe, and he's being Masada the Kiddushin, being that the very first Masada Kiddushin in history was Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was Masada the Kiddushin between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael, so there's a Roshim on every Mekadosh Kiddushin of Moshe. So every Masada Kiddushin, he tells the Chassan, he says, you have to be Ma'ar the Das of Moshe, in order to make it that when you marry your wife, it should also be in the Dag of Ishto Kegufo. So therefore we call upon the Das of Moshe. Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. What's interesting is that, I know by my Rebbe and my other tzaddikim, they take the Masada Kiddushin very seriously. A rebbe goes to the mikvah before and he wears a special shtreimel, and it's a whole big thing by tzaddikim to be mixed up. His rebbe, my rebbe's rebbe, the Minchas Yehuda from Sitchin, when he came to Chutz Laaretz, he's stopping Masada Kiddushin. He says, I can't do a proper Siddur Kiddushin in Chutz Laaretz like I could do in Europe. I can't. And he gave up the whole thing. The last Siddur Kiddushin he did was for my rebbe. And he did it like in front of the Beis Medrash. He Mamash had a whole bunch of criteria they had to keep to that he should be Masada Kiddushin. He wouldn't do outside the Beis Medrash, had to be there. He had all these kapedas. But he wouldn't be Masada Kiddushin in Chutz Laaretz. I can't bring down Das Maishin in Chutz Laaretz. But the reason is because when a tzaddik is mekadesh, when he's mesadik kiddushin, he's the channel for the chassan to have the das moish to mekadesh the isha. And because he's basically being loivesh, the neshavma of moisha, so he dresses up, he goes to the mikvah, you have to be mechabed yourself if you're going to have moisha come to you. It's a very big schos for mesadik kiddushin. He's the keli for moisha being his das to come down. But it's the only using Moshe Rabbeinu's das that you can have that das of Adam HaRishon, which is the das of what it says in the Torah. Basam yibisari etzem me'atzamai v'dovak b'ishtai. That's what it says about Adam. Look at the relationship. He was mamish one flesh and blood with Chava. That's mamish ishto kigufai v'dovak b'ishtai. That's why v'dovak b'ishtai is gematria ishto kigufai. Same gematria. Because that relationship of Adam, which is only Nimshach through Maisha, called V'davak B'Ishtai, that it's Mamish one with you, it's Edvekas with you, that's Gematra Ishtai Kigufai. That's the Madrega of Ishtai Kigufai. What's interesting though, is that even Moshe Rabbeinu's Das has been impacted. It's not Mamish B'Shlemus. It's not Mamish B'Shlemus. This is nicker in the fact that when we Mekadesh with Das Moshe, when you say Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael, the word Das is missing an ayin. This is the ayin of also the Kaddish Isha Chirena. But the ayin is missing from Das Moshe. That it's not Das Moshe B'Shlemus. It's Chasa B'Mikzas.
Where's it missing?
The word Kedas Moshe is missing the letter ayin. You don't spell it Chaf Dalet Ayin Tav. It's Chaf Dalet Tav. It's missing the ayin. That ayin is missing.
So what's the ayin? What's the
main for what? Therefore, even though Moshe Benu, his das is on the das of Adam, that he can make Kiddushin and Nisuin biyachad, he didn't have to do Mamash and a Kiddushin and also a separate Nisuin. He was on the level of Rav Mangir Amad Makadish Bibiya. Moshe Rabbeinu was on the level to make Bia biyachad with Kiddushin. But we're not. So therefore, we can't bring down Das Moshe Mamash Bizman Azeh while still in Golas and Chutz Laaretz to make it Mamash like Das Moshe to have Bia and Nisuin biyachad with Kiddushin. It's Chasar in that Ayin, which is the Chisaran in the Kiddushin. And so therefore, we have to do them separate. There's a chisaron in that.
Why with the ayin?
Huh?
Why with the ayin?
Because it's the ayin. The kaddish is the ayin. It's the ayin. Okay. Moshe and Yaakov could be makadish with their ayin. We can't be makadish with the ayin.
I was thinking that's between.
It's true. Valid in the top, maybe. You find that by Kairach, that by Purim, however, there was a tikkun to this on some level. But there was a tikkun to the das of Maisha. Because we know that the whole Nes of Purim happened with Yayin. And Yayin is Gematria Ayin. Right? The letter Ayin. That by drinking Yayin on Purim, the whole Indian of drinking Yayin on Purim was that you should be able to bring down the das of Maisha. We spoke about this once, I think. Yeah? That you bring down the das of Maisha when you drink on Purim. Yain is Gematria Ayin. It brings down the Ayin from Das Maisha, which is why there were 70 years in the Chorban Beis HaMikdash Rishon Tasheni, there were 70 years. And by drinking the Yain, it was a Hashlama for that Ayin. That's why we say, Chayiv Inish L'Vesumei B'Puri Adelo Yada. Adelo Yada, where you don't have your own Das, by doing so you bring down the Das of Maisha. That's why Inish L'Vesumei B'Puri is Gematria Das Maisha, with an Ayin. With the Ayin. Because when you drink on Purim, you bring down the Das of Maisha, which is why Hadr Kiblu Abimei HaShveirosh. It was a tikkun from Matan Torah. That by Matan Torah there was a pagam. The ayin fell. And you can't have everybody in the Madrig anymore. But when it came to Purim, when they were mamshech the ayin down, the Das of Maisha was chayzer, and there you find there's a tikkun for that ayin closer, one step closer to the Maisha Mashiach. It would explain the following. The Medrash says that you have Dasan and Aviram. The Medrash says, quoted in Torah Shlema, He says, what's the Lashon of Dasan from? Dasan? So the Medrash says, Dasan is from the Pasuk in Megillas Esther, Pashegin Ksav Hadas. The word Das. The word Dasan comes from the word Das. So why comes Falz Adap from Megillas Esther? We know why now. We know why. Because that Pashegin Ksav Hadas was the Gzeir against Bnei Israel. And the reason why it's called Das without the Ayin is because the whole Inyan of Dasan is that he took away from the Ayin of Moshe. That's why it's called Dasan, not Dasan. Because he's Das. Like, Kedas Moshe be so without the Ayin. And why is he called Aviron? Shalai Ava Buruma Shalaylam. He didn't want to, he didn't accept the Ruma Shalaylam. What that means is that Dasan de Aviron means, if you put them together, that they didn't want to elevate the Das to a higher place. That was them. They made a kitrug on the Das of Moshe, which is the Das of Makadesh between Klai Yisrael and the Kadosh Baruch. And they said, you're not on the same level. They made a Vayikach Kerech, the Isfalag on that Das of Moshe. That's why it's called Adas Kairach. Adas Kairach. Adas is the Osios Das. Flipped around. They made a bilbul in the Das of Moshe. That's why they're called Adas. Adas Kairach. You have this also by Hanukkah. By Hanukkah, we know that everybody lights the menorah. It means that everybody acts like a Kohen Gadol. It's like a me'ein of la'asalava Hanukkah, that everybody will be a Kohen Gadol. Because the Medrash says that by Matan Torah, it says, Mamleches Kehanim v'goy kadosh, that everybody on Har Sinai reached the level of a Kohen Gadol. But because of the Chet of the Egel, it was taken away. But it means, Chazal say in the Medrash, the Balei Torah brings it, that la'asalava will return, that everybody will be on the Madrig of the Kohen Gadol. The reason why everybody lights Hanukkah menorahs like a Kohen Gadol is because it's a me'ein of la'asa lavoi of Mamleches Gehanim Goy Kadosh of Matan Torah. Of that das, the das of the Kohen Gadol, everybody lights on Hanukkah. The poskim say, why is it that Davka, everybody in the family lights, meaning according to the Ashkenazim, the husband lights and all the children light, but the woman does not light? The Mefesh and Mishtabur. Why does the woman not light? Because of Ishto Kegufo. Ishto Kegufo? That's the Svara. Why? Why not? Everybody else is lighting. She should be any different? According to what we're saying, it's very good. Because on Chanukah, you go back to the Das of Matan Torah, there's a Kiyum of the Me'ein of the Ha'ar Allah Salabu, it's a Chinuch for the times of the third Beis HaMikdash, of the Das of Moshe, the Das of Mamlechus Kehan and the Goy Kadosh, this Inyan of Kedoshim, so because that comes back, and that Das of Moshe is a Das of Ishto Kegufo Dikadas, on the highest level. So Mamela, when the husband lights, it's Chal there, Ishto Kegufo. It's Chal there, Ishto Kegufo. And it's Merumas in the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says that the minimum requirement for Halakas Neiros is what? Ner, Ish, Ubesai. Now take a look at what this means. Chazal say, Ein Bayas Elijah. Nair, one nair for Ish Ubeso, for a man and his wife. Marum is in there. One nair for two people. How could that be? Because they're Ishto Kegufo. And this leads us to On Ben Peles versus the Eishas Kaira. The wife of On Ben Peles, she went outside and she said, shoo, everybody go away. Because you have a remis here at the Chanukah. Because the whole inyan of putting the menorah on the front of the oihal is in order to what? To chase away all the kitrugim, all the sitra'acha. No sitra'acha in this house. That's why you put the menorah there. So the wife of On Ben Peles, she sat by the what? By the oil of her husband's tent to say, everybody out! There's a menorah at the front here. And that's me, she said. She took off her sheitel, she sat there, and nobody can come in. That's Bechinas menorah. She acted like a menorah at the Pesach oil, which is where we place the menorah. And by doing so, which is a ha'or of Chanukah, she was able to save her husband from this tragedy. That's why Own, as Rashi Tevos, Ner Ish Ubeisai. And Va'on Ben Peles is Gematria Mitzvah Chanukah, and Ben Peles is Gematria Malchus Yavan. So altogether here you have that it was the Oyel of Own Ben Peles V'Ishtai versus Eishes Kairach. And this is why Eishes Kairach is so significant. That the reason why Eishes Kairach is blamed, that she's at the root, is because Kairach made of the Isfalag in the Kicha and in the Kiddush and in the Nishtuin of Moshe, it was Nifgam in him. I mean, the simit to that he didn't have this type of a relationship, which he felt that everybody in Klai Yisrael had, that this Pilug in this period was Nikir Mamish in the whole downfall of Kairach. That it was his Isha who conspired against him and which brought his downfall. Versus the Isha's own, which is who saved him. Therefore, like this, the whole reason why Om Ben Pelus was saved because his wife was an Ishto Kegufotika wife. And the whole reason why Kerech fell was because he didn't have an Ishto Kegufotika wife. But the reason why that's so significant here is because the whole taina that Kerech had on Moshe is who are you to be Ishto Kegufo versus everybody else. That's why Hashem was mesavivid in a way that all the players were nirgash in this whole inyan of what Kerech is making machlekes on. Now, even though we don't have yet this inyan of Ishto Kegufo Bishlemus and the Das Maisa Bishlemus yet, because we don't have that Nisuin and Akidushin Biachat, on some level it's Niskayim by the Kohanim.
With Hashem or with our wives?
Both. Both. Go hand in hand. By the Kohanim, we find that there are Chumers by Kohanim that when it comes to their marriages, for example, that an Almana, a Kohen Gadol can't marry, or a Grusha, a Stam Kohen can't marry. It's because in the whole end of Kiddushin and Kiddusha by a Kohen, right, their relationships between Ish and Isha is different. The Shechina is showing there much more. They have a higher level of Ishto Kegufa than we do. Because the Torah says Vikidashtoi, which is the end of Kiddushin. They have a higher level of Kiddusha. And so therefore, by the Kohanim, it's Nikr, more, the levels of Ishto Kegufa, they have more of a Hashara from that level of Mamlechas Kehanim, which Bnei Yisrael achieved on Har Sinai, that there are more Chumas in the Kiddushins of Kohanim because they still have holding on to a level of Mamlechas Kehanim, which a regular Ben Yisrael and a Levi is not holding on to. So it just explains that as well, why the Kohanim have more Chumas when it comes to their Ishas. Now, if Bnei Yisrael lost their Kiddushin and Nisuin, that Yichud, by the Chita Egal, that means they were only left with Kiddushin. As it says, Ma'irasa Kihilas Yaakov, Tayrat Sivalanu Moshe. Where did they get the Nisuin? So Moshe Abinu said that they would get the Nisuin when they would come into Eretz Yisrael. That's the pshat. It says, V'lakachti eschem li la'am, v'hevesi eschem el ha'aretz. V'lakachti is a Lashon Kiddushin, and Chazal Darshan, V'lakachti refers to what? To Matan Torah. And then, v'hevesi eschem el ha'aretz. Then I'll bring you to Eretz Yisrael. The v'hevesi into Eretz Yisrael, that was going to be the Nisuin of all of Klal Yisrael with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So whereas by Moshe, he had his Kiddushin and Nisuin biyachad, it was still there from Matan Torah. Bnei Yisrael, they lost that level of Nisuin. It was only about Moshe Hashem said, V'at Apoi Moi Madi. And Bnei Yisrael would be Zeichet to the Nisuin when they went into Eretz Yisrael. That's why it says Vehevesi. Vehevesi is a Lashon Bia. Bia. When you come into Eretz Yisrael, that's going to be the Bia between the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Bnei Yisrael. That's the Bia. That's the Maisa Bia. And that's what it says in the last Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. It says that Hashem has five kinyanim, and one of his kinyanim is called Bnei Yisrael. And where is the pasuk where we find that Hashem's kinyan is Bnei Yisrael? It says in the Shira, Ad Yavor Amcha Hashem, Ad Yavor Am Zukanisa. And when you cross into Eretz Yisrael, you're crossing the Yarden, then Am Zukanisa. So the kinyan of the Nisuin took place on the Vehevesi, which is the Bia, which was separate from the Kiddushin, which was by Ma'antara. Because Bnei Yisrael did not have the Das of Moshe. But this explains why Hashem, when Moshe says, I want to go into Eretz Yisrael, Hashem says, what's wrong with you? Rablach. I'll post it that very loud. You don't need to go into Eretz Yisrael. The whole purpose of bringing Bnei Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael was to give them a Nisuin in Eretz Yisrael. But for you, you already have a Nisuin with me. You already owe me from Nisuin by Matan Torah. So for you, Rablach, you had it a long time ago what they're going to get when they go into Eretz Yisrael. That's why Moshe didn't need to go in. However, one of the reasons why the spies were sent into Eretz Yisrael,
right,
it would have been Eretz Yisrael would have come to them. It would have been mispashed all over the whole world, Eretz Yisrael. Not just do we have Ishto Kegufo, which is the level of the Das of Moshe, but we spoke about the Das of the Meshaleach. When it comes to Shlichus, we all know in Halacha, you need the Das HaMishaleach and the Das HaShlich. That they have to be on the same page. The Das of the Mishaleach will determine whether or not what level of Shlichus the Shlich will be. That in the same way, there's a lower level Kiddushin, which is just Ish and Isha Biachad, and there's something which is higher than that called Ishko Kegufo. When it comes to Shlichus, There's shlichus called regular shlichus, and there's shluchus shel adam kemosa. Shluchus shel adam kemosa is the same thing as ishto kegufa. And in the same way that the yichud between husband and wife is so stark that the isha is considered the guf of the husband, so too the shlichus is so stark between the shliach and the mishaleach that the shluchu kemosa, that the mamish one. But that also takes a das of maisha. That takes a higher level das. This is the reason why when it came to Parsha Shlach in last week's Parsha, Hashem tells Moshe, if you want to send spies, Shlach Lecha. Zot Rashi? L'daitcha. Your das. Because there's a das of Moshe, which is Ishto Kegufa Dikadas, there's also a das of Moshe Vashlich, is called Shtuchu Kamosi Dikadas. And so therefore, if Moshe would be the Mishaleach, and they would go in as Shtuchu Kamosi of Moshe, so then they would be Matzliach. They would for sure be Matzliach, because then that's Moshe going into Eretz Yisrael. Because it's Shluchu Kamosa. But what happened was is that the mission failed. The mission failed. Now, if the mission failed, this is what was going through Korach's mind. It's either one of two things. Right? Either Moshe Rabbeinu's das is not so gishmak like he says it is, which would make sense according to me that I said, Moshe, lamba tisnasu, you're not like everybody else. You don't have that das of Adam Rishon anymore. You felt like everybody else fell. It must mean that Moshe's das was not a shluchu shel adam kemosa d'gadas, which is why they were nifred from Moshe and they couldn't be matzliach. Or Moshe's making up the whole thing altogether. Which is exactly what he says. He says, you're making up tires. Tcheles, the whole thing with the mezuzahs, you're making things up. You're making things up, Moshe. And that's exactly what he told them. You're not a tzaddik. You're just making up tires. Because if you were a real tzaddik, like you say you are, the das of adam, then you it was not shaykh, it could have not been matzliach. What happened to shluchu gemoso? Either they're representing you and you're not a tzaddik, or they're not representing you because the whole thing is bluff. And that's why after Parsha Shlach calls Parsha Korach. Because Korach took a look at Shlach and he said, oh, I see the word matzliach. Moshe's a phony. Moshe's a phony. That in the same way he's not an ishto kegufo, he's also not a shluchu kemosa. He's neither. He's neither. What's interesting is that we learn out from, in this week's Parsha, Parsha's Koyach, and the Gemara in Moed Katan, after Zayin, the Gemara learns out Hilchus Shlichus from Moshe. It says in the Pasuk, Vayishlach Moshe Likro L'dasan Da'aviram. And the Gemara learns out a Halach and Shlichus from here. That it says that a Bezdin has to be Mazmin, somebody to come to court. You can't just go over to somebody and say, you come with me to court. Bezdin has to send a Shliach, and that Shliach can summon somebody to court. We learn that out from Moshe Rabbeinu. What that's telling us is that although we don't have a das bizman hazeh on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, however, the das of Beis Din, which is the Sanhedrin of 71, that is on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu still. That's a shirayim of the das of Moshe, which we see from last Parshas Bahalaisra, that Moshe took his das, he made a smicha on 70 zakenin. That means that the 70 members of the Sanhedrin still have a hatshacha of the das of Moshe, which is why, in the same way that Moshe Rabbeinu was mazmin, dasan and avirin to Beis Din, to come for the court case, so too we learn out from there that Beis Din also has to make hazmana. Because Beis Din is still a continuation on some level of the das of Moshe. This is a marum in that Zohar, by the way. Remember that Zohar said that the whole inyan of Ishto Kegufo is a higher level das, and then it concluded by saying that this inyan of Ishto Kegufo is kigon, gufe halachos upiske dine. That where there's piske halachos and gufe dinin, piske dinin, that's where you have this das of ishto kegufo, and the same thing is true of shluchu kemosa. That when there's a beis din, that's called das of maisha. That's where you find, like the Mishnah says in Gittin, it says, Hamevi get me redina sayam, if a shliach is bringing a get, and he becomes sick, so the Mishnah says, Ose shliach be beis din umishalcha. He goes to beis din, and Beis Din can make another shliach. He can't make another shliach because he'll have to receive from the das of the mishaleach, but Beis Din can. Beis Din has the das of Moshe. And with the das of Moshe, you can make shulchan. This is what you find also in the Kohen Gadol when he went into the Kodesh Kadashim. It says that it says like this, that emissaries of Beis Din would come and they would say to him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, like our friend the Kohen Gadol, Anu shluchei Beis Din, we're shluchei Beis Din, and when you go into the Kohen Kodesh Kadashim, you're also going to be shluchei Beis Din. Why? Why does it need to be Shluchei Beis Din when he goes into the Kohen Gadol? Is he passing a halacha there? No, but the pshat is that the only das which can go in to the Kodesh Kadashin is the das of Moshe. And to go in to truly represent all of Bnei Yisrael, which Moshe did, he was a shliach of Bnei Yisrael. It says in Abba Tzur of Nasan, it says, Zacha Moshe lihiyo shliach bein Bnei Yisrael lamako. Moshe is called the shliach of Bnei Yisrael. In order to be able to be representing the entire tzibah of Klal Yisrael, but going in to take all of Bnei Yisrael into the Kodesh Kadashin, you need the das of Moshe. And the das of Moshe only exists as manazah in the das of Beis Din. That's a shirayim of the das of Moshe. That's where you find Shluchu Kemoso. Perhaps even you see a remnant in this week's Pasha to even the Lashon of Shluchu Kemoso. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "In Kemos Kol Ha'adam Yemusin Eila LeYashem Shlachani." If these people will die a death like everybody else, then Hashem didn't send me. Right? The word Kemos means like death. But it also comes from the word Shluchu Kemoso. So but this is what Moshe is saying. If they die like everybody else, if they don't die like everybody else, then I'm not Shluchu Kemoso of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if they die like I say they're going to die, then I am Shluchu Kemoso of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so that, and my Shluchim are also Shluchim like me. I carry the das of Shluchu Kemoso. That's why he says, "In Kemos Kol Ha'adam Temusin Eila Lo Yashem Shlachani." That the whole thing would be nicker. Shluchu Kemoso would be nicker, and whether or not what he's saying is true. Korach says that my Shlichus and Parash Shlach was a phony, that I don't carry with me Shluchu Kemoso, this will determine my Shluchu Kemoso right here and now. In Kemos, Kol Ha'adam, Emusin Eila, Le'ashem Shlachani. This will determine my real Das. Do I have a Das of Yishtek Gufo, or do I have a Das which is less than Yishtek Gufo? Do I have a Das of Shluchu Kemoso, or do I have a Das less of Shluchu Kemoso?
It's Moshe the Shluchu from Hashem.
Huh?
Moshe.
Right.
It's Moshe's Kemoso, like...
What he's saying, Korach said, all the Torah which you're giving me is not Shluchu Kemoso, but Kodesh Baruch Hu. Meaning like this, that the Shluchu Kemoso of the spies going into Eretz Yisrael was a simin of their Shlichus to Moshe's Das,
right,
which would be a simin to Moshe vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu as his Shluchu Kemoso vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Moshe was a Shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they were Shluchim on Moshe, but it's all, if being that Moshe is the Das of Makasher, it will determine whether or not they're going in as Shluchu Kemoso or not. And whether he's representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu truthfully or not when giving over the Torah. As he says, Kiloy Milibi, I'm not making things up. I'm not a Shluchu Kemoso HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We addressed it. We addressed Ispala Kairach. Kairach made a plixa in the Vayikach, in the Kicha between Moshe and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klaius and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kulam Kedoshim Adua Tisnasu. Were you getting a higher level of Nisuin than the Kedushin of Bnei Yisrael? Because he was Mahayher after the Va'ata Po Ima Yumadi. This is the reason why, however, he was Chayshid. Everybody was Chayshid Moshe Be'ishas Ish. That there was a Chashad in Moshe's Ishus. That because Moshe Rabbeinu was on a higher level of Isha than everybody else, that he had this Yichud Nifla of Isha Kigufo, he was able to be married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and also be married to Tzipora, but have things going on differently than everybody else. But nobody can understand that. Everybody was just on a level of Kiddushin. But Moshe was on a level of Kiddushin v'Nisuin. He had an Ishto Kigufo type of a relationship. And by the way, the Rishonim say that Ishto Kigufo does not kick in by Erisin. It only kicks in by Nisuin, we showed him say. Very good. But only Moshe, who was on the level of Nisuin, Mama Tisnasu, he had an Ishto Kigufo thicker relationship. Whereas everybody else was on a lower Madrig. But that's why they were Choshed him in Ishas Ish. And why Davka, going back to the questions we started, why Davka was Kairach swallowed up by the Teha Aret, by the mouth of the ground? And why Davka was everybody else swallowed up by the mouth of the ground? So we said before that the whole Iker Nekuda that Moshe and Korach argued on was the Inyan of Nisuin. And that came from the fact that Hashem said, Va'ata po Amori Madi. So because there was a Nekuda on the Va'ata po Imori Madi, that's why he was followed up by the Peh. Because the Kitrug on the Po, he was Nenash with the Peh. That Korach is underground and he's Peh Amori Madi. He sits underneath the ground because he was Mahayer. After that, Va'ata po Amori Madi that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why it wasn't just sufficient that Kairach should die and Dasan and Aviram should die. Everybody died. They died, their women, their wives died, the children died, the entire Ohel died. The entire Ohel died. The reason why is because they made a kidruk on the oil Shal Moshe. They said, Moshe Rabbeinu, your oil Moed, your oil Shal Taira, ha, it's phony. But it was nikkur in the oyha. That's what Moshe says. Moshe says to them, "Suruna me'al oil ha'anashim ha'ila. Get away from this oyha. This is an oil psuva. This is not an oil shel Torah. And they're making kitruk on my oyha." And that's why the din of their psak came out of the oil moed, dafka, out of the oil moed. Because since they have made the whole kitruk on oil shel Moshe, which is like the oil moed, their din came out of the oil moed. Because the oil is a representation of the isha. That's why suru na me'al ha'anashim oil ha'anashim ha'ila. Na me'al oil ha'anashim is gematria ish v'isha. But because Dasan Aviyan made a kitrut on the yichud ish v'isha of ishtu kigufo, the oil went down, their wives went down also, and that's nicker in the relationship between ish v'isha. Nowadays, we have, as we get closer to the Muslim Mashiach, we're getting closer and closer to a tikkun of this chiluk between the nisuin and the kiddushin. Ideally, everybody should do nisuin and kiddushin biyachad. Just that because we're not there yet, rav mangin aman the kavash rubia. We can't do it yet. But when everybody knows who their zibuk truly is, there will be no need for kiddushin. It'll just be you and your wife, and you'll have immediately an already built-in kiddushin there. That's why nowadays, even though it used to be in the olden days, that kiddushin and nisuin was separated, they would wait a year to do it. Nowadays, we do kiddushin and nisuin dafka at the same exact time. That as you're standing underneath the chuppah, that's when you do kiddushin. Why don't we follow the same patterns of history? Teretz is because nowadays we're closer to the tikkun. We're even closer to that. It used to be they had to wait because the separation of kiddushin and nisuin was so far. But because over the years we're bringing kiddushin and nisuin closer and closer together, we're so close to mamish being mamish it, mamish biyachad, but we're not there yet. We do kiddushin and nisuin one after the next. But we do kiddushin dafka underneath the chuppah to show that the kiddushin and the nisuin are so close, they're almost one together. That's why we do the mamish together, as much as possible. And so this is the ispala karech. The karech made a kitrug in the ishto kigufo, and he made a kitrug in shtuchu kemoso. And that's why if you make a cheshvin, ispala karech is gematria ishto kigufo, and it's also gematria shtuchu kemoso. Right there, in Ispalag Kairach is Lashon of the Tar, An Vayikach Kairach. That the exact, one of them is with the Kaila. Ispalag Kairach, he made a chilak, we said before, in both the Shluchu Kamoso of Moshe, and he made a chilak in the Ishto Kigufo of Moshe. So Ispalag Kairach is Gematria Ishto Kigufo, and is also they share the Gematria of Shluchu Kamoso. Same thing. Have a good summer.
Also, you said Remez.
You say that it's Das Moshe here
every moment. Remez is Pelagish.
Yeah, that is Pelagish.
That's what it is.
Are you doing?